Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. This is the fifth video in a little mini series on creating an invoice system. And this video, we're going to be creating the data entry form for the invoices. So if you want to play along, as usual, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website. And it's Access 2013 DB48. So let's open that one up. And Access has decided to wipe its feet. Okay, so last couple of lessons we've created the basic invoicing data sheet, and what we want to do in this lesson is we want to be able to click in invoice ID and bring up a data entry form where I can view the invoice, the details of the invoice. I also want to be able to view the payments, the extra charges as well. So let's close main up and let us, well, I'll tell you what, let's take, which one is it, form rooms data entry? No, guests. Yeah, guests. Let's take form guests, control C, control V, and we're going to copy that. And we're going to call it form invoices data entry. And so now we open up form invoices data entry. Does that close it? No, it doesn't. So first things first, let's sort these buttons out. Just click on the button, layout view, press F4 if you can't see your property sheet. Click on the ellipsis. Here's something you can do actually. If you delete form, you delete form guest data entry and save it. Save that and go to form view. If you click on it now, it will actually, if you leave those two fields blank, it will delete the open active window, which as we're clicking on this would make perfect sense. So let's do that as well. Same idea. And same idea. There would be more reusable buttons if we did this at the start. There would have been more reusable. There you go. What are you going to do, eh? Okay. And let's go to form up here. And caption and change it to invoices. And we, details are going to keep. We'll change this tab to extra charges, and make the caption extra charges, and this one we'll change to payments, and make the caption payments, and just delete, well, clicking that cross and delete all that. Clicking that across and delete all that, go to data and change it from table guests to table invoices. Just realized I've been misaligned these last few years. Okay, so what do we want to put in the detail section? Well, I tell you, actually, let's make our lives easy. In the last video, we created query invoices extended, so we can actually use that for the basis of the form. So just go to query invoices extended, okay, and go to design and add existing field, and we want invoice ID, guest ID, VAT, discount, total cost, total payments, balance. We can drop booking ID in there, just press F4 and make booking ID not visible. The rest, change guest ID FK to guest, total cost, put a space between that, total payments, put a space there. VAT and discount, we need to format to percent, so click on them, go to the property sheet, click on percent. We need to change guest to a combo box. So right click on it, go to change to and go combo box, and then something we've done a few times before, property sheet, go to data, make sure you're in guest ID underscore FK, click on the three dots and table guest, learning by repetition. Okay, click in that first row or first empty column I should say, as it is an empty column, right, and then put guest colon, and we want last name and ampersand open quotation mark comma space close quotation mark ampersand first name. Okay, and we'll sort that, and why not, getting a neck ache. Okay, move the screen. Yeah, okay, so there are all the guests, so save and close that. And then we go to format, and we go to column count 2, tab, column width 0, comma 4. Okay, so we get that. So that's not looking too bad for a start. Now, next thing we want is extra charges and payments. So let's have a look, see if we've got... Actually, I'll tell you what, let's go DS. Form extra charges anywhere? DS? No? Payments? DS? No, never mind. I've got form extra charges data entry. Okay, let's have a look at table extra charges, because we're probably going to have to create a data sheet now. Yeah, booking details ID. Whew. That's not what I want to hear. Isn't what I want to hear at all. Okay, so the extra charges are related to... Oh, well, in that case, that means we need to actually list the booking details here with form booking details by booking, DS. Brilliant. Yeah. And then we need to do a subform in that. Well then, okay, so let's go to table extra charges. There it is. Go to create, more forms, data sheet. Make our life simple. Everything there looks absolutely fine. Save it and call it form extra charges DS. Okay, save that and close that. In the navigation pane, put DS. So if we now open up form booking details by DS in design view, we can now get form extra charges DS. Just drop it in there pretty much anywhere. Go to data, in link master field, click on the ellipsis, and booking details ID and booking details ID FK is now linked up. So if we save that and put it to data sheet view, we've now got the node here, and we don't need that, so let's hide that. So we don't need that actually, so let's hide that. So we've got date, item, which is like minibar, breakfast, lunch, dinner, etc., and then the amount. Okay, and that means that we can drop form booking details by DS in here, even though it's way big for the size of the tab. But we don't worry, because we've got scroll bars. Woohoo! Okay, so that's that one. Now, payments. What about payments? Guess what? It's going to involve a data sheet for our invoice ID. That's easy enough. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. All right, so click on table invoice payments. Go to create, more forms, data sheet. Oh, this is too easy. Okay, save that. Easy access databases with access all in one. Okay, form invoice payments DS says thank you and good night. Save that, close that. Go to payments, name, get rid of that. Okay, form invoices payments DS, just drop that one in there, drop it in there. Go to data, link master fields, click on that. Press OK, it already linked it up for us. Let's hide those two fields because I don't see them. And we've got payment ID, amount paid and type, date, amount paid and type. That's all right, we can live with that. So save and close that. Okay, next thing we want to do is open up our invoices form DS somewhere, wherever. There it is. I'm just going to do the usual. We're going to go invoice ID and we're going to change the style to hyperlink. So on the property sheet format, display as hyperlink is always. So you get the underscore and the slight change of color. And go to event and go on click. On click. And we're going to say if invoice ID. Oh, that's not wrong. Wrong, I'm wrong. If is null, invoice ID. So that's if you click on where it says new instead of the actual number. So we're going to open form, form name, form invoices data entry. And we want that in dialog. And we want it in add mode. So that's going to be a new invoice. That's wrong. No, it's right. Okay, else. So that means that invoice ID is not null, which means it contains a value. We're going to say open form, exactly the same as we just did. Form invoices data entry. Again, dialogue. You can put edit if you want, wherever floats your boat. And we're going to say equals invoice ID equals ampersand invoice ID. So let's just check that. Open form action. What's wrong with that? Lie to me. Macro action. Okay, so save that and let's just click. So we've got number one. Excellent. Number two. Right, that's wrong. Something's up there. And new one. Yeah, something's definitely up. Okay. Get rid of that. Invoices data entry, go to extra charges, go to data. We haven't linked for some reason. I could have sworn we linked that. Total payments and booking ID. No. We want booking ID and booking ID FK. That's better. Let's try that again. Number one, details of the invoice plus extra charges, and if we drop down we can add an extra charge to a booking detail ID. We can even scroll, and then we go payments and we've got payment date, amount paid and type, all related to that single invoice, and same again here. I'll tell you one thing actually right now I want to do. Go to DS. And we want form invoice payments DS. Just go to home and go to totals and put a sum here so we can actually see how much we're saving. We'll do the same with extra charges DS. Home, totals, and drop a sum in here. There's an access grey. Save and close that. Click on number two, so extra charges, and we don't have total field on extra charges, thank you for that access, but we do have it on payments. Form extra charges DS. Yeah, so why aren't you showing up on here? No, oh that's because the wrong, yeah it is, look, it should show up there, but maybe it's not showing up because it's a data, because it's a subform. So I'll leave that one be. Okay, all right, that's the data entry form. So thank you for watching that. You've probably done quite a few data entry forms with me now, so you should be getting quite au fait with it, as the French say. Okay, thank you for watching, and I shall see you in the next video, hopefully.